Very good. Well, the news that Americans are considering, or probably actually on their way to, using mercenaries to combat the ISIL forces in Iraq, I think it's fairly disturbing. And, you know, obviously they're basing this on the beheadings of Stephen Sotloff and James Foley. But we have to appreciate that the U.S. has fueled the destruction of Iraq with the use of mercenaries in its war, which was unjustified in the first place. And I think it's fairly apparent that U.S. policy is the only reason that ISIL came to power in the first place. I agree with Scott Ricard in his comment a few days ago that the U.S. is really only doing this to save face and diminish ISIL to a degree. The U.S. has essentially funded the group, and mercenaries don't fund war, and that is very disturbing. Too many violations of war crimes have taken place with the U.S. war in Iraq. And we should remember that Seymour Hersh predicted this as far back as 2007, that these destabilizing processes would take place. It just doesn't make any sense.